little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
I was going to say, sometimes, I don't know if this is right, but when patients have said that to me, like, I've come to find out from you,
yeah.
I'll give an example, but it's not like a standard example, just something that pluck out my head, which you might not agree with, but I'll say something like, for example, if someone came with a cough, and I'm kind of wittering on about, no, it's not a chest infection, that's okay, off you go, and I've examined you, and really you're thinking, oh, I've got lung cancer, and I haven't addressed that, you're not going to be satisfied by the consultation. So I just kind of give, I don't know if that's right, but I just kind of give a random example of why it's important for me to know what's going on, so I can reassure you about that. So what do you think?
I like that. You know, lots of people worry about stuff, and they don't find it easy to tell us that they're worried. Mm. And some of those worries, if I don't address them, you know, I'm going to miss the point.
Yeah.
So I try and not use worry on the whole. I try and use concerns. Mm. People are very unkeen to have worries. They're more comfortable with having concerns. Concerns sound more controlled and mature. Mm. Worries sound like you're...
See, for the CSA, everybody says to us, if you're asking ICE, don't use the words in ICE. Yeah. Don't say, do you have any ideas? Are you concerned? But phrase it in a different way, because otherwise it just sounds very kind of rote.
Yeah, I think it is rote. And I think the problem is you've got to incorporate it into your sense of what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
You know, if it feels like it's being wheeled out to show an examiner, it's NAF.
Yeah.
If you're saying, so let's think of the ones where it really helps. Someone comes in with dizzy doos, wobbles, faints, whatever. You know, they're the classic sort of thing. And so my technique for that is always walk me through the first time. Okay? What was happening? Where were you? Okay? And what did you think? What were you thinking when it first started? Okay? Because that tells me all sorts of useful stuff. But it's also telling me ICE. But I'm not asking it as ICE. I'm asking it because I'm interested, because that will very clearly influence whether that symptom has a life. Yeah?
Yeah.
Lots of symptoms you have don't have lives. You think, oh, God, that's because I banged myself. I'm away. Whereas other symptoms, you've had breast cancer before and you have a pain in your knee, even though you banged yourself, it's not because you banged your knee. It's because you've got metastases.
Mm.
So things have lives, and symptoms will live or die depending on what you're thinking and then what you next do. If you spend your time thinking, well, I better stop doing what I'm doing and concentrate on this symptom just in case it gets worse, it gets worse.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.